Tainus, Perek Dalad Mishnah Heis. Man Atze Kohanim Va'am Tisha. The times that they would bring the carbon Eitzim that we just explained in the previous Mishnah, there were 9 times. What were they? Be'echad ben Nisan, b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. The first of Nisan, it was the family of Arach ben Yehuda. These original families, like the Rav explains, were the original families that pledged wood during the time when they didn't have, when they came back from Bavel. However, even if the Beis HaMikdash had plenty of wood, they were misakin that there still should be the same families donating the wood each year. So Arach ben Yehuda was one family, and that was the first of Nisan. Be'esrim b'Tammuz, and on the 20th of Tammuz, which is more than 3 months later, B'nei David ben Yehuda. These are the children of David HaMelech. B'chamisha b'Av, and on the 5th of Av, B'nei Parosh ben Yehuda. This is the family of Parosh ben Yehuda. B'shiva bo, B'nei Yonadav ben Rechov. And on the 7th of Av, which is only 2 days later. So that came from the family of Yonadav ben Rechov. Each family had to supply wood enough to be used until the next family's donation. Tfras Sol explains that this family, Yonadav ben Rechov, came from the family of Yisro. B'asara bo, B'nei Snaa ben Binyamin. And on the 10th, it came from the family of Snaa ben Binyamin, from the Shevet Binyamin. B'chamisha asar bo, and on the 15th of Av, Tuba Av, B'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. This came from Zatu, from the Shevet Yehuda. V'imayim kohanim ulvim b'chol misha ta b'shifto. And with Zatu ben Yehuda, kohanim ulvim, and anybody that didn't know what Shevet he was from, they would also bring wood on Tuba Av. As many of the people that were in the Oli Bavel, when they came from Golus, they weren't clear which Shevet they were from. They would connect themselves to Zatu ben Yehuda. And then afterwards, they'd always be considered part of that mishpacha. And not only them, Uvnei Goinve Eli b'nei Kaitse Kitzias. Also, the children of the Goinve Eli. The Rav explains these were people that during the time that the enemies made gzeris, that nobody should bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, they would, and they would hide it in a basket underneath, like dried out figs on top. And they would take the dried figs and they would cover the Bikurim. Now they also, besides this, they took an Eli, which is in English, it's called a pestle, P-E-S-T-L-E. Looks like a club. You know, it had a pestle and a mortar. A mortar is like a bowl, and they used it to crush things inside of it. So they were saying that they're going to Yerushalayim, not to bring Bikurim, but they were just saying they were going to bring these dried out figs and crush them in Yerushalayim to make cakes. So that's how they were able to smuggle the Bikurim in. The Rav also brings that these very same people, they also made a gzeira not to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So they had people standing guard and watching all the different roads for that too. And these people started bringing ladders. They took wood, they made them into ladders. And anytime the guards would try to stop them, they would just say, no, we're not bringing wood, we're just bringing ladders because we're going to Dovecotes or places like that. And that's how they were able to smuggle in wood as well. So they also brought their wood on the 15th of Av. Be'esrim bo, b'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda. On the 20th, b'nei Pachas Moav, different day is who this was. Some say it was referring to David HaMelech, because he comes from Moav, from Rus. Some say it was Yoav ben Tsruya. His mother Tsruya was David HaMelech's sister, so it's that family. Be'esrim be'elel, b'nei Odin ben Yehuda. The 20th of Elul was Odin ben Yehuda. Be'echad b'teves, shavu b'nei Parosh shnia. Then they had a lottery, and B'nai Parosh went a second time. He happened to have only brought a little bit of wood the first time. His family only brought 2 days' worth. Be'echad b'teves lo hayabo mamid, and on the first of Teves, which happens to fall out on Chanukah, there was no maimid, shahayabo halal, because it's Chanukah. And the Rav says, since we say the complete halal on Chanukah, that's the halal that it's mentioned, that's why we don't have a maimid. But if for the halal of Rosh Chodesh in general, the other Rosh Chodeshim, those would not be doicha the maimid. And it had a carbon musaf, because it was Rosh Chodesh, and also the Karban Eitzim, because it was one of the designated times. That was the B'nai Parosh's second time. Therefore, he did not have the Maimed all day.